So, if I told you to just, leave the back door of your warehouse unlocked every single night, you would probably think I was completely out of my mind.
Yeah, I would say you are crazy.
Right. But if you process credit cards for a living, there is actually a very high probability that you are quietly letting your processor walk right out that back door.
Oh, for sure. Every single day.
Like with up to 1% of your total revenue just gone every single month.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. Welcome to this My Pay Advisor strategy session. We are doing a deep dive today into the 2026 cost realities of payment processing.
Glad to be here for this one.
So if you are a U.S. merchant and you are processing anywhere between $25,000 and $5 million in monthly card volume, this section is built specifically for you.
Yep, that is the exact target.
I am your analyst co-host, and joining me is our lead senior payments advisor. And we are focusing on a very specific structural problem today.
A really expensive problem.
Yeah.
Because, interchange rates are technically public information, right? Visa and MasterCard just publish them online for anyone to see.
Yeah, you can just go download the PDFs.
But the final cost you actually pay is, it is often completely obscured.
It really is. It is a massive, quiet financial leak. And when we look at the operational numbers for merchants in that specific volume tier you just mentioned, we see a really consistent pattern.
Okay, what is the pattern?
Most of these operators are leaking between 0.30 and 0.80% of their total monthly volume.
Just leaking it.
Yeah, they are losing that money to something the industry calls downgrades,
Okay.
which are basically these hidden penalties caused by data errors, timing mistakes, or honestly, highly intentional structural pricing traps.
Okay, let's unpack this right out of the gate. What exactly is a downgrade in this specific operational context?
Well, a downgrade occurs when a transaction misses the required data or timing standards for the lowest available interchange category.
So there are rules you have to follow.
Exactly. And because it misses those strict requirements, the network drops the transaction into a much more expensive bucket to settle.
Like a penalty box.
Pretty much. You see, the card networks themselves publish hundreds of distinct categories. Visa publishes over 80 interchange categories just for consumer cards alone.
Wait, 80 categories just for consumer cards.
And MasterCard maintains a very similar count. They grade every single transaction based on the specific card product, your merchant category code, and, the conditions of the sale.
So every single swipe, tap, or online click is actively being graded
Real time.
and sorted into one of those 80-plus buckets.
Exactly. And the cost gap for missing the optimal category is really steep.
How steep are we talking?
Well, when a transaction downgrades, it generally costs you an extra 0.50 to 1.50% per transaction.
Okay, here is where I have to push back a bit and just frame this for our listeners.
Sure.
If the Federal Reserve payment studies track these systems and networks like Visa and MasterCard publish all these rates publicly online,
Right.
why is it so hard for operators to spot this leakage? I mean, if the wholesale prices are public, why are smart, seasoned business owners losing tens of thousands of dollars a year to these downgrades?
That brings us to our first major pattern. The single most common way processors hide these downgrades is through something called tiered pricing.
Okay, tiered pricing.
It is a brilliant structural trap. Under a tiered pricing model, your contract might advertise a highly attractive, low-qualified rate.
Like a teaser rate.
Exactly. Let's say they pitch you 1.59%.
Which looks phenomenal on a proposal.
It does. However, the processors bury language deep in the merchant agreement, and this allows them to arbitrarily push transactions into mid-qualified buckets at 2.39%.
Wait, arbitrarily.
Yes. Or even non-qualified buckets at 3.29% or higher.
So tiered pricing is basically like going to a restaurant and just getting a bill that says food, $100.
That is a great way to put it.
You have no idea what the steak costs versus the salad, whereas a transparent model is getting the itemized grocery receipt. Where you see exactly what the apples cost, what the milk cost, and a completely separate line for the delivery fee.
That is the perfect way to visualize it. With tiered pricing, they show you the shiny 1.59% rate to get your signature,
Right.
but they hold the ultimate power to reclassify the transactions however they see fit. And the industry data shows exactly how aggressive this gets.
Let's hear the numbers.
If we look at the Nielsen report, they note that 30% of the U.S. card mix currently consists of rewards cards.
Okay, 30%.
Yeah. Under a tiered pricing structure, rewards cards almost always default to that expensive mid-qualified tier.
Oh, wow.
Furthermore, corporate cards are almost universally routed straight to the non-qualified tier.
Let's slow down and actually walk through the math on that. I want to see the real financial impact of this crack.
Sure. Let's take a merchant doing $250,000 in monthly processing volume.
Okay.
Based on that Nilson report average, 30% of their volume is rewards cards. So that is $75,000 a month.
Right.
Because of the tiered contract, all of that flows to a mid-qualified tier. This creates a 0.80% cost gap compared to what they thought they were getting.
Wait, let me run that. So just that 0.80% gap on the $75,000, that is costing them $600 a month.
Every month.
That is $7,200 vanishing from their bottom line over the course of a year. And that is simply because of how the processor arbitrarily categorized the rewards cards.
Precisely. And this raises an important question that operators ask us all the time.
Which is?
Are the card networks to blame for rewards cards costing more? Or is the processors taking advantage of the structure?
Right. Because obviously Visa has to fund those airline miles and cashback perks somehow.
Yeah, it is a combination. But the processors acts as a massive multiplier for the pain.
How so?
The networks definitely charge a higher base rate for rewards cards to fund the perks. But processors use tiered pricing to group dozens of different network categories into three simple, vague buckets.
Right. The qualified, mid, and non.
Yeah. Then they mark up the difference heavily. By using these broad tiers, processors often double the true network cost of a downgrade.
Double it.
And they keep that entire difference as pure margin.
Okay, so tiered pricing is a contract trap hidden in the paperwork.
Mm.
But let's say I am a smart operator.
Okay.
I negotiate a perfectly transparent contract. I get the itemized grocery receipt. Am I safe from downgrades?
Not at all. And that is where operators get incredibly frustrated.
True.
You can have a perfect contract and still bleed cash if your daily operations are sloppy. That brings us to pattern number two.
Which is?
Which revolves around late batch settlement.
Explain the mechanics of that. Why does the timing of a batch matter to the card networks?
Well, every card transaction actually goes through two distinct stages. First is authorization.
That is at the register, right?
Yes, when the card is approved at the register and a hold is placed on the funds. Second is settlement.
When the money moves.
Exactly, which is when the batch of transactions is sent to the processor at the end of the day to actually move the money.
Okay, so they are separate events.
Right. And the networks want to minimize the time between those two events because risk increases over time. Holds can expire or accounts can be closed.
That makes sense.
So if a terminal does not settle the batch within 24 hours of the initial authorization,
what happened?
Visa drops those transactions into an expensive penalty category called EIRF.
EIRF. What does that stand for?
Electronic Interchange Reimbursement Fee. Or, you know, they might fall all the way down to a category called standard.
Hang on. You are telling me if a busy restaurant bartender forgets to hit a button at 2 a.m. on a Saturday,
yep.
Visa essentially taxes the entire weekend of sales.
That is exactly what happens. It creates a penalty gap of 0.50 to 1.00% on every single affected transaction.
Wow.
Consider a high-volume restaurant. They authorize payments all day Friday and all day Saturday, but the manager gets busy and does not hit the button to batch out until Monday morning when they open up the back office.
Ouch.
Yeah, that restaurant is paying a massive penalty on every single weekend transaction because they broke the 24-hour rule.
That is a staggering operational leak. Just pressing a single button on Sunday night instead of Monday morning could literally save them thousands of dollars a year.
It really could.
What happens if the timing is perfect, but the actual transaction environment changes, say, moving from physical retail to e-commerce?
So that is our third pattern. Online and phone orders face intense scrutiny because the card is not physically present.
Right, the risk is higher.
Exactly. Pattern three involves missing address verification or CVV data.
The zip code and the three digits on the back.
Yep. If your payment gateway fails to send the AVS request or fails to capture that CVV code on the back of the card, the transaction immediately downgrades.
Why are the networks so punishing about those two specific fields?
It all comes down to fraud prevention. In an online environment, anyone can steal a credit card number. The networks use the billing address zip code and the CVV code as proof that the purchaser actually possesses the physical card.
So if you do not pass that data,
the network assumes the transaction is high risk. They penalize you for not doing your part to prevent fraud.
What do the actual numbers look like for a missing CVV online?
Well, the Visa CPS card not present rate is roughly 1.80% plus 10 cents.
Okay.
But if you miss that address or CVV data, it instantly falls to that EIRF category we mentioned earlier.
And what does that run?
That runs around 2.30% plus 10 cents.
Let me do the math on that. If I have an e-commerce business doing $300,000 in monthly volume,
okay,
a 0.50% penalty gap bleeds $1,500 out of my account every single month.
Yeah, $1,500.
Just because a tiny data field was not passed through the website gateway.
Yes. And a very similar concept applies to physical retail environments, which is our fifth pattern, keyed transactions.
Like when the chip reader is broken.
Exactly. If a chip read fails or a terminal goes offline, the cashier has to manually type the card number in.
Right, they just key it in.
When that happens, the transaction loses its CPS retail eligibility. It instantly falls to a higher risk, higher cost category because you bypass the security of the microchip.
Obviously, a small fraction of key transactions is just a normal part of doing business. I mean, magnetic stripes wear out, chips get dirty.
It's true, it happens. But if keyed transactions exceed 5% of your total monthly volume, you have a serious hardware problem.
Or a training problem.
Or a staff training problem, yes. At that point, you are literally throwing money away.
This brings up a critical point for our listeners.
Okay.
Many operators are told by industry reps that simply moving to an interchange plus pricing model fixes all of these issues automatically. Like, it is sold as a magic bullet.
Right. We hear that constantly.
Does it actually fix the downgrades?
No, it does not fix them automatically. That is a huge misconception.
So what does it do?
Interchange plus pricing does not magically eliminate operational downgrades. What it does is expose them.
Like an X-ray.
Exactly like an X-ray. On a tiered plan, those timing errors or key transaction penalties are hidden behind a generic label like mid-qualified.
And you cannot fix what you cannot see.
Exactly. On Interchange Plus, your statement shows the exact Visa or MasterCard category.
So you see the actual name?
Yes. You will actually see the word EIRF or standard printed right there on the page. It gives the operator the visibility needed to fix the root cause.
Whether that is fixing a broken chip reader, changing the batch out time, or updating a website form.
Precisely.
Okay, so we have covered the structural contract traps and the operational timing and data errors.
Yeah.
But we need to shift gears and talk about what the industry calls the B2B blind spot.
Oh, this is a big one.
From our strategy notes, missing basic data costs retailers money, but missing enhanced data is the single largest cash drain for business-to-business merchants.
It is the biggest financial leak in the B2B space by a massive margin.
Bigger than the rewards cards.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Commercial and corporate purchasing cards carry very high default interchange rates.
How high?
They routinely sit around 2.5 to 2.95% right out of the gate.
Wow.
However, Visa and MasterCard actually offer significant structured discounts. They will drop the wholesale rate by 0.50 to 1.0% if the merchant submits enhanced data with the transaction.
Why do the networks care so much about this enhanced data? Like, what is the mechanism behind that massive discount?
Well, corporate cards are inherently risky for businesses because of rogue employee spending.
Right.
When a corporate accounting department reviews a standard credit card statement, they just see a generic charge from a supplier.
Like Joe's Supply, $500.
Exactly. And this leads to massive amounts of chargebacks and internal fraud investigations.
Because they do not know what was bought.
Right. So by forcing B2B merchants to pass through highly detailed line item data, the networks provide those corporate accounting departments with automatic detailed digital receipts.
Oh, that makes sense.
This drastically lowers chargebacks and administrative disputes. Because you are lowering the risk for the network and the issuing bank, they reward you with a huge discount.
What exactly counts as enhanced data, then?
We classify it as level 2 and level 3 data.
Okay.
Level 2 data includes adding the sales tax amount and a customer reference code to the transaction.
Simple enough. And level 3?
Level 3 data is much more granular. It includes full line item detail, item descriptions, quantities, freight charges, duty fees, and shipping zip codes.
That is a lot of data.
It is. And the problem is that most B2B processors do not enable these data fields by default when they set up an account.
Let's ground this in a real-world example so operators can picture it.
Okay.
Walk us through a highly specific case study so we can see the exact math on level 3 savings.
Let's look at a wholesale industrial supply merchant.
Okay.
Their merchant category code is 5085. They are selling machine parts and heavy equipment.
Got it.
Let's say they do $400,000 in monthly card volume. their average ticket size is $850.
So they are only processing about 470 transactions per month. It is not a massive volume of individual swipes like a coffee shop.
Exactly. But their card mix is very typical for the B2B space.
Which looks like what?
It is 75% commercial credit, 20% corporate purchasing cards, and only 5% standard consumer cards.
All right, $400,000 in volume, mostly corporate cards. Where do they start out?
In their current state, they are trapped on a tiered pricing model. Their effective rate is 3.05% plus 18 cents per transaction.
Okay, let me do the math.
Go for it.
If we run that math, their total monthly processing cost is $12,284.
Yep. And the crazy part is, they think this is completely normal because their processor told them B2B transactions are just naturally more expensive.
Over 12 grand a month in fees. So how do we actually go in and fix it?
We execute two specific changes. First, we switch their contract to an interchange plus pricing model with a fair, transparent markup of 0.30% plus 10 cents.
Okay, contract is fixed.
Second, we enable level 2 and level 3 data processing on their account.
And what does that do?
By turning on level 2 data, their commercial card interchange drops by 0.45% immediately. And by turning on level 3 data for their larger equipment transactions, they save an additional 0.10% on a blended basis.
So we restructure the contract and start passing the detailed line item data.
Yes.
What is the final financial result of those two changes?
Their new blended interchange rate falls to 1.95% plus 10 cents.
Okay.
When we add the processor markup we negotiated, their new effective rate is 2.25% plus 20 cents.
And the dollar amount?
Their new monthly cost is $9,094.
Let me pause and just highlight that for the listener.
It is huge.
This purely technical fix saves this merchant $3,190 every single month. That is over $38,000 a year in pure operational savings.
Yep.
That is an entire marketing budget or a part-time salary. And they did not have to increase their sales volume, find new customers, or change anything about the physical products they sell.
That is the reality of addressing the B2B blind spot. The savings go straight to the bottom line month after month.
But operators are incredibly busy. I have to ask the practical question here. Does the merchant or their accounting team have to manually type in line item details, freight costs, and tax codes for every single $850 transaction?
No, thankfully not.
Because that sounds like an administrative nightmare that would eat up all the savings and labor costs.
It totally would. But no, they do not have to type it manually. This is handled on the back end by the payment gateway software.
Oh, automatic?
Yes. The software does the heavy lifting by pulling the data from the invoice or shopping cart and passing it to the processor.
Perfect.
However, it is crucial to verify that your specific gateway actually supports level 3 data before you sign a processing agreement.
Like which ones?
Established gateways like Authorize.net, NMI, CyberSource, and WorldPay support it natively.
Okay.
Many smaller or older payment gateways simply lack the technical ability to pass that amount of data to the networks.
We have mapped out a lot of ground today.
We really have.
We covered the tiered pricing contract trap, late batches causing weekend penalties, missing AVS online, key retail transactions, and the massive B2B level 3 blind spot.
It is a full list.
It is. This brings us to the most important part of the strategy session. What must the operator do this week? Walk us through the insider playbook.
Okay, if I am an operator, I am doing 5 specific things on Monday morning.
Number 1.
First, pull your last 3 detailed merchant statements. Do not settle for the executive summary page.
Right.
You need to demand the full detail format from your processor that lists every single interchange category by name and dollar volume.
And once they have the detailed statements in hand, what are they looking for?
Step 2 is to build a quick category mix table. Sort your transactions by category name. Calculate the percentage of your volume sitting in CPS retail, EIRF, standard, and commercial categories.
What is the benchmark?
The benchmark rule is simple. If more than 15% of your total monthly volume is sitting in EIRF or standard categories, you have an active expensive downgrade leak that needs immediate attention.
Step 3 tackles the operational timing side.
Correct. Step 3 is to check your terminal batch reports. Look at the data and compare the authorization timestamps to the settlement timestamps.
Verifying the 24-hour rule.
You must verify that all settlements happen within 24 hours. Anything taking longer is quietly leaking money.
Step 4 is specifically for our e-commerce and phone order merchants.
Run a test transaction through your website payment gateway. you need to confirm that AVS and CVV codes are actively passing through to the processor.
And how do they check that?
Look at the authorization response code. If the address or CVV fields are returning blank, the data is not reaching the network, and you are being heavily penalized on every single online sale.
And the final step in the playbook.
Request a Boolean analysis or a card mix report from your current processor.
The bank identification number.
Yes. This report uses the bank identification number to show you the true verified percentage of rewards and corporate cards your business actually accepts.
Who exposed the tiers?
Exactly. If you are stuck on tiered pricing, this report will prove exactly how much of your volume is being unfairly pushed into those expensive mid-qualified and non-qualified tiers.
We also need to give a firm directive on target pricing models. We know tiered pricing hides the leaks and Interchange Plus acts as the X-ray.
Right.
But what should operators actually pay?
The directive is straightforward. Move to Interchange Plus pricing and negotiate the processor markup aggressively based on your data.
What are the numbers?
For merchants in the $200,000 to $1 million monthly volume range, a fair and competitive processor markup is between 0.20 and 0.40%.
Plus the transaction fee.
Plus 8 to 12 cents per transaction. Anything above a 0.50% markup is strictly overpriced for that specific volume tier.
That gives our listeners a very clear, objective target to aim for when reviewing their contracts.
Exactly.
I want to close this session by leaving you with one final thought to mull over.
Let's hear it.
If you take this playbook and you call your processor tomorrow morning, you ask for a detailed card mix report or an immediate transition to an Interchange Plus pricing model.
And they stall you.
Right.
Yeah.
If they refuse or stall you, you have to ask yourself a very serious question.
Yep.
If they will not show you the itemized receipt, what else are they hiding in the math? A processor fighting transparency is a massive red flag.
100%.
It might be time to find a partner who actually wants to fix your downgrades instead of quietly profiting from them behind the drywall. Thanks for joining this deep dive.